I'm Gilly, and I'm just about to take part in the 10 Tours Challenge, which is a special event organised by the Army for young people aged between 14 and 20. It is one of the most demanding of outdoor challenges. The aim is to complete a long trek across a moor. Although it has to be completed within 34 hours, it isn't actually a race. It's a test of endurance. The challenge takes place on Dartmoor in the southwest of England. Dartmoor is a wild and beautiful area of high moorland and is very popular with walkers. It is famous for its tours. These are large hills topped with granite, which is a very hard rock, and there are 160 of them. I've taken part in three challenges so far, and I'm preparing for my fourth. The event takes place every year on a weekend in May. It's a two-day trek across Dartmoor, climbing 10 of the tours. Depending on how old you are, the trek can be 35, 45 or 55 miles. I've just done the 55-mile route this year for the second time. You have to travel in teams of six people. You sleep on Dartmoor overnight, so you have to carry everything you need with you, like food and drink, tents and spare clothes. So it really helps if you are fit and strong. You also have to find your way across the moor. Each team has to navigate around the course that it has been given by the organisers. And you have to report to the army checkpoints on each tour that you visit. They need to know where you are, because it's very easy to get lost. And finally, you have to get back to the start by 5 p.m. on Sunday to complete the race. You have to train long and hard for the event. My school organises training weekends on Dartmoor every year, and you learn how to read a map, and you practice hiking with a backpack, of course. The most difficult thing about the race for me is getting over the rivers. You have to wade through ice-cold water with all your kit and try not to get it wet. I dropped my backpack in the water once and we all had to rescue it because the water was flowing quite fast. That was a nightmare and it was twice as heavy to carry after that. The weather can also make life really difficult. It changes very quickly on Dartmoor and it will catch you out if you aren't completely prepared for it. It can be hot, cold, windy, foggy and snowy, all in the same day. Last year, for example, the event had to be stopped on the Saturday night because there were sudden high winds and torrential rain, which made the conditions too dangerous to continue. The army had to evacuate us to safety. It was scary, but quite exciting at the same time. People ask me why I do it. Well, it's an incredible challenge, and if you finish it, it's an amazing achievement. It really boosts your self-confidence. This is my last year doing the 10 Tours Challenge, and I want to make sure that it is my best year ever.